Welcome to Wild About Utah, a Utah Public Radio production featuring contributors who share a love of nature, preservation, and education.
They might catch your eye as they dart under sagebrush, or maybe startle you with their push-ups on a boulder. Odds are, you won't leave Arches or Canyonlands National Parks without seeing a western banded gecko. These lizards can grow to 6 inches in length, though that's on the large side, and half of that length might be in their tail. Pale pink and brown banded translucent skin distinguishes western banded geckos from all other lizards that live in the same desert surroundings, and their heads and bodies are speckled with light brown. The brown bands are vibrant in young western banded geckos, and then change into blotches or spots with age. The small scales that cover their body are soft to touch, and their slender toes leave no room for pads. Movable eyelids and vertical pupils also set them apart. The western banded gecko typically are spotted in rocky or sandy desert areas in the American Southwest. They are fond of open, dry deserts, desert grasslands, and catching sun in the canyons. You can spot them, or one of the 8 subspecies, in Glen Canyon National Recreation Area, as well as in Arches and Canyonlands National Parks. Like other geckos, these lizards generally avoid the day heat and prefer the cool night air. They seek shelter during the day near or under rocks, burrows, and spaces between vegetative debris, and even trash piles if necessary. They frequent rodent burrows as they hunt insects, spiders, small arthropods, and baby scorpions. The western banded gecko stalks its prey, capturing and crushing it with its jaws in a final, fatal lunge. The small gecko is one of the few reptiles credited with controlling the scorpion population by eating their young. The western banded gecko can also mimic a scorpion by turning its tail upwards and waving it to repel predators. In addition to this deception, western banded geckos use other methods to divert predators. Be forewarned, if you plan on catching a western banded gecko, be prepared to hear a squeak or chirp in disagreement. You may even see them detach their tail. Their tail has particular fracture planes, allowing the lizard to easily detach and escape, similar to other lizards. Blood vessels surrounding the tail rapidly close, so they can prevent blood loss. Regrowth of their tails happens quickly, as it is mostly made up of cartilage. Though the tail serves as an easy escape route, it means a lot to a western banded gecko. That's where it stores its food and water. Their tail allows these animals to survive during lean times, up to 9 months. As you can imagine, losing a tail puts their life in danger, so look but don't touch. For National Parks Traveler, this is Kurt Repincheck.
Wild About Utah is a production of Utah Public Radio. For transcripts and archived audio of Wild About Utah, go online to upr.org and click on the Wild About Utah link. Support for Wild About Utah on UPR is made possible in part by our listeners and the Quinney College of Natural Resources at Utah State University, where students and faculty promote the sustainability of ecosystems and the communities that depend on them. Information at cnr.usu.edu.